Life Audio.
Glad to have you with us today as we prepare to think about the teaching of God's Word together. I hope your day has been off to a great start. Let's hear a quick word from the sponsors of today's episode, and then we'll jump right in.
Hello, folks. My name is Derek Greer, and I'm reaching out to fellow pastors and church leaders just like you to join me and other Christian leaders and organizations throughout the nation as we come together on June 8th and 9th for National Unity Weekend. Together, we will show the love of Jesus as we serve our communities on Saturday, June 8th, and then preach from a shared text on Sunday, June 9th. To register, go to unityweekend.com. That's unityweekend.com to join us as we unite the church and unite the nation.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You're listening to Daily Devotions with Pastor John. I'm John Stonge, and today's devotion is inspired by Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 9, which says, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. In most contexts of life, even in the midst of our deepest human relationships, we often wonder if the promises others make to us will be kept. We're used to promises being broken. We've even taught our hearts useful strategies to protect ourselves from disappointment in the moments when others inevitably let us down. God will never let us down. He will never disappoint us. He is true to His word, and it's impossible for Him to lie. He is faithful, and when He makes a covenant, He doesn't break it. In fact, He promises to show His steadfast love toward His people forever. We see no greater example of this than what was displayed by Jesus during the course of His earthly ministry. People reviled Him. People mocked Him. People hurt Him and eventually killed Him. But He willingly endured it all because He knew He was taking the sin of humanity upon Himself so that we could be eternal beneficiaries of His love. In His resurrection, He broke the power of sin, and His love is forever assured to all who trust in Him." Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for Your word, and we thank You for the privilege that it is to be able to look at it together today. And Lord, as we look at this portion of Scripture from Deuteronomy chapter 7, You remind us of some things that we should know about You. You teach us that You are faithful. You teach us that You keep Your covenants. You teach us that You show steadfast love toward those who love You and keep Your commandments. And You don't just do this for 5 minutes. You tell us in Your word that You do this to 1,000 generations. And it seems that the point You're making here is that this is an ongoing thing. Your love isn't fickle. Your love isn't temporary. Your love isn't something that You give in one moment and then abruptly take back in the next. Lord, we know that in the midst of our day-to-day lives, we experience people who break promises to us continually. We've grown used to it. Sometimes when people say things to us, we wonder, will they really do what they said they're going to do? And because we wrestle with that, sometimes we end up thinking that maybe somehow You might break Your promises. But Lord, Your word reveals to us that it's impossible for You to lie. There's no falsehood in You. If You say something, it's accomplished. It's done. And we're grateful for this covenant relationship we have with You through Your Son, Jesus Christ, who inaugurated the new covenant when He shed His blood on the cross. We're grateful to have this kind of relationship with you and to be the recipients of the steadfast love and faithfulness that you show to your children. This is a wonderful gift, Lord, and we pray that the longer we know you, the deeper our relationship with you would grow, and the more confident we would become in the promises that you've made to us. Thank you again for this reminder from your word, and we pray that we would learn to be like you, to be people who, when we say something, when we give our word, when we pledge to accomplish something, that we would do it, that we would keep our word, and that we would honor you in the process. As you keep your word, we pray that we would do the same. Lord, we're grateful for this day and for the opportunities that you'll give to us in it to reflect on the depth of your love for us and to show that love to others as well. We commit ourselves to your care, and we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian Prayer Meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian Prayer Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.